You're listening to week two of the Central Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. Thanks to our partners, Bel Air Land, Gary's Body Shop, ERA, First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman, the agent, United Fidelity Bank, and Award World Trophies. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Brandon Artis will join us in a moment talking about the Bears' first game of the season against Monterey, a loss. But the Bears are ramping up for tomorrow's game against the Bulldogs. You're going to hear it on WREF. Central and Bossy, always a bit of a rivalry. It was a classic last year, a 15-14 narrow win for Central. What's going to happen this year? Well, head coach Brandon Artis is going to help us rub the crystal ball on the other side here on week two of the Central Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. Stay buckled in and don't go anywhere. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
It's week two of the Central Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Head coach Brandon Artis is here on the ref to talk about the Bears, their last game against Monterey, their upcoming game against Bossy. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing? Thanks for asking.
All good. Really appreciate you coming on, as always, weekly here on WREF. Every single Thursday you hear the Central Football Show on the app, on the website, and on the radio dial. Now, Coach, I'll ask you your first impression of your team, because obviously you're looking for a different result, a loss against Monterey, and we'll ask you about the results. But overall, take the scoreboard out of it. How do you think that your kids played last Friday?
I think that we executed a game plan, especially offensively. We proved that we can throw the ball around to a bunch of guys. Guys made some plays. Guys did not make some plays. But all in all, their effort and just mentality overall through the game, I know the score didn't show it, but from just a total yard standpoint, just the totality of the game, I feel like our guys came out ready to play for sure.
Yeah, Hunter Brochiers was really effective, didn't turn the ball over, had the touchdown pass as well, completed, about 60% of his throws. So he was running the offense extremely effectively. We heard from him on week one of the Central Football Show. And now it's kind of a new chapter in his career, upperclassman now, and, of course, he was younger earlier. So how do you think he commanded the huddle? We know what he did statistically. We know what he did on the field. But as far as leading the other guys, what do you take?
Guys follow. Guys listen. He proved that he's a leader. He just stayed in the fight. There was times where I took him out earlier in the game and tried some different things with the freshman quarterback as far as establishing a run. And he's the kind of kid where it's like, coach, put me at wingback. I want to block somebody. So Hunter Brochiers, without a shadow of a doubt, wants to see Central successful. He's the kind of kid that you want leading your program, so I appreciate and love him very much.
And his fellow junior, Devin McBain, he's got that gene, that big play gene that just can't really be taught. How do you explain the explosive nature of McBain's two receptions. He had nearly 100 yards on just two catches last week.
Yeah, he's just that. He's that kind of kid. I mean, if Devin McBain buys into who he is and like what he can do, the sky's the limit, right, for him. He's just one of those guys. We just need him to do that more often for us, and just being available and taking care of himself so he can be available all the time. And so he's just a kid that has it, but we want it more often. So.
Now, Coach, one area where the offense struggled a little bit was running the football consistently. How do you diagnose that? Why did the Central offense struggle on the ground against Modern Day?
Well, they were sending pressure. They were sending pressure. We wouldn't get into our second level of our blocks, especially on inside zone, because they were sending pressure. Also, we've missed a couple holes, too, as far as from a running back standpoint, so I won't put it all solely on the line because there were some holes there where on inside zone we had to bend back a couple times if guys, you know. But it's because of the pressure. So when that pressure's coming, it changes some things. We weren't able to see playback. We were having some signal issues for huddle sideline, so we couldn't diagnose things early. But we're going to get that squared away. I feel like we stayed very vanilla with the run game just because we couldn't get any playback, but we'll figure that out.
Again, it's the Central Football Show, Week 2, right here on WREF. Head coach Brandon Artis talking about the loss against Modern Day. We're going to talk about how the defense played in their first impression of 2025 on the other side, right here on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on WREF, it's week two of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Brandon Artis is here on the ref to talk about last week against Modern Day. Now, Coach, I want to ask you about the defense. First, I want to ask you about the penalties, and it's not just for you. Modern Day as well, they were bitten by the penalty bug. Both teams had more than 100 yards worth of penalties. So is that just first-week jitters? Is that something that you're worried about as a head coach? How do you feel about that number?
To be honest, it's what you worry about as a head coach, because those are those barriers, those mental barriers that, like, it's about beating yourself. That's one thing as a coach you preach. You can't beat yourself. You don't help yourself if you're beating yourself by getting penalties and doing things that go against what we're trying to do. So I just think that from a totality, I mean, you could say it was first game jitters, but on both sides, it was just uncharacteristic things, especially for modern day. They got a penalty, so it's something that we're trying to clean up, and I don't expect us to have that many penalties in week two.
How do you go about cleaning that up in practice, and what do you guys do as a staff to try to address penalties and to get your guys more disciplined, especially in a week-to-week scenario?
Yeah, we just go at a faster pace, and we make it mental for them. Like, for instance, we go hurry up offense a lot to try to get the defense to jump off sides, right? Or we try to get our offensive line to get a false start. We want to get it out in practice. That way you practice it like game-like all the time, and that way in the game you don't make those mistakes. It's just sometimes when you're in an environment where you're in the rice bowl and the lights are big, you make mistakes. But you got to correct them in practice, and so that's how we go about it. I mean, we run for that. We do these things called perfect plays where if we're not perfect, we got to run. And so that's just what it is. That's the mentality, and we did a lot of running this week so far. So,
Brandon Artis, the head coach of Central Football here on WREF, talking about last week against Mondre Day. You can't talk about that game without talking about the penalties. We talked a lot about the offense and how the offense, especially in moments, looked really, really good for the Bears. But I do want to ask you about the defense. 44 points allowed, 28 of them in the second quarter. What do you attribute, especially the second quarter, to, especially defensively? What went wrong?
Just guys not trusting each other, overcompensating because you don't believe in what, you know what I mean, that you're the person beside you is going to do their job or make the play. And then so you'll see we got hit over the top on big plays because guys were playing flat-footed or because they hit a couple big runs, so we're going to run up in the run game, and then you got a guy running over the top of you. So for us, it's more or less about trusting the process and what we're doing and not falling apart when things go wrong. You see 28 points in the second quarter is because when something bad happens, it's like it's all coming down. And so we have to change that mentality. If we want to be a good team, if we want to beat good teams, we got to change the mentality of next play, next guy up, and change that. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Again, this is Brandon Artis. This is the week two of the Central Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're talking about the Bears in about a week and a half through the season, but they're coming up on week two of the season. Bossy and Central, you're going to hear the action on WREF. So we'll take a step aside, but when we return, we're going to break down this game. What to expect tomorrow night between Bossy and Central. Head coach Brandon Artis gives us the game plan when we return on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've got places to go, And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Wrapping up shop on week two of the Central Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Head coach Brandon Artis of the Bears is here on The Ref, breaking down tomorrow's game. Bossy and Central, you're going to hear the action right here on The Ref. A 15-14 win for the Bears in last year's rendition of this pseudo-rivalry. Coach, it was an instant classic last year. What do you take from last year's bout translating into the game plan for this year?
We were resilient last year, and I think that that's how we came out with the victory. Bossy played really well versus us. We were down a bunch of guys. From week one, guys got sick, and so we were missing about two or three of our starting linemen. But guys stepped up, and that's my takeaway. Like, guys stepped up, and we got it done. No matter how ugly it was, we kept fighting, and I appreciated them. Last year, we built this brick mentality, and I think that they believed. But we have to do it every week, not just Bossy week, every week. And I think that that's one some of our barriers, right? And so we have to come out like that every week. But I think that the mentality for this game from last year, this year is the same. To me, it's a must win for us. Because we want to help shape our season. So we can get our season rolling off to a good start tomorrow night.
You know, Coach, you were talking a lot earlier about the run game and how that's really the only aspect of the offense that didn't look perfect. The offense in the air looked really, really strong. On the ground, not as consistent. I know that you guys ran right through Bossy last year. Is that going to be a bigger part of the game plan for this upcoming week than it was, say, last week?
Yeah, so we have our downhill runner, Lance Goff. He was suspended for the first game. He was kicked out of the sectional game last year, so he had to serve a game suspension. So I believe last year he had over 120 yards rushing against Bossy. And we kind of controlled the clock with him. That's the one thing that we missed with him week one is just, like, when in doubt, he'll get one or two. And so we need a guy that's going to run downhill. And so we got some outside guys, but we needed our downhill runner. And so we're excited to have him back.
What did you learn about Bossy in their first game against Vincennes, watching the tape against the Alices, 43-12, a loss for the Bulldogs? The offense at times, they look pretty good as well, but the defense struggled. So what do you take away and you apply record a message to your players and saying, hey, watch out for this?
Right. I think that they got a bunch of guys playing both ways, and like their best players that they count on, like your quarterback, that's a heavy load, and I think guys get tired. So for us, our game plan is we want to go at a faster pace, make them run side to side a little bit. They got a really good freshman DN that is very strong, and Brandon Waller, that kind of kid. Like, they got some good players. We just gotta speed the game up a little bit, go at a faster pace, and I think that we can be successful.
All right, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this Mad Libs. I know you kind of gave me some breadcrumbs on what you guys have to do here, but fill in the blank. If Central blanks against Ball C tomorrow night, they walk away with their first win of the season and the winners of the WREF Game of the Week.
Yeah, I think that if we execute offensively and then we minimize mistakes on defense, we win the game.
Coach, I like it. I really appreciate you taking the time. As always, looking forward to doing it again next week as well. That is Brandon Artis, the head coach of Central Football. This has been Week 2 of the Central Football Show. Good luck tomorrow night, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Central Football Show right here on WREF.